clearly signs put, hey, caution, alligator habitat. We're on the 16th hole. That's my driver. So I get in the water.
Oh, my God.
I get in the water, and Jesus I'm freaking Christ. Out because, you know, I got the mushrooms. I took my shoes and socks off. And Corey's on the shore. He just has, like, a stick that he found to throw at the alligator.
That's, I mean, you went full Florida man on this trip.
I did.
That's really, I really, really did. Embrace the culture. That's the craziest thing I've ever.
Oh, your fart followed us.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, it's a loyal dog.
Yeah, I stayed out there followed for a while, too. It's crazy.
You get No, I love you.
Yeah, they really can cling.
I want to be with you
guys. Be stuck in my elbow. Make sure
you
I get
a grappling hook in your ass, dude. Know, that's crazy.
I think it's all the hair in the ass.
Do you have a hairy ass? You are Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Is this how we're going to start?
Hairy ass? Well, we'll probably cut this out. I don't know what's cut or
no,
what's
I'm happy to. I know. It's fun. You have
it's
no
like
idea.
Yeah, with my pants off, I still look like I'm in one of those baby swings.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's tough. I got to shave all the way around.
Yeah. You fiddle with it?
What do you mean? Like you do this?
Just if I'm naked
yeah,
or
you
something.
Hipster mustache
and I'm just
it?
Kind of like, yeah, like I'm thinking.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it at the coffee shop, just like those guys with the mustaches.
Yeah, when I'm trying to work on a bit.
I'm almost
that's
there.
The best word. I read that you get dinged on YouTube if you curse in the first 2 minutes.
Jeez.
So we just got to not.
Why? Oh, because advertisers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God,
what makes the world go round?
Yeah.
Advertising. Which is fine. Do you think ass counts?
Probably.
I could probably bleep it.
Yeah.
I guess. Silence it.
Yeah. We'll try to say butt from now on.
Yeah, we'll say
booty.
Butt until we'll have a timer.
Yeah.
And then we'll just let it loose.
Yeah.
Take our shirts off and scream, fuck! Welcome to the real pod.
All right, happy St. Daddy's Day.
Happy St. Daddy's Day, yeah. Did you have a good one? Did you do anything?
I smoked weed and I went and did shows.
Oh, pretty green.
Pretty good.
I just got really mad.
Oh, yeah.
I got super mad. Which seems in keeping with the Irish tradition. Yeah.
Have some corned beef, get angry.
Really red-faced and beat
Molly up. Did you actually get mad at something?
Took a one-way to Miami, whooped her ass, came back. because I was going to see Nick and Nathan in the park. I drove and there was no parking. All the streets were closed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so poorly organized that you'd get to the end of a street to realize that it was closed.
Jeez.
So there was rows of cars all doing like, it looked like we were synchronized swimming. We're all doing the U-turns. Dun, 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 dun. I fucking hate this. Oh, then we went to this bar and just got totally ripped off. It was like a St. Patrick's Day special menu. And we got like this braised beef stew, which was good, but it was so little food for $23.
Jeez.
And I was just so fucked. I also spilled an entire beer on me. And then the way I ordered it, I made sure to use language that let him know that I did not expect to pay for my refill.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's what I said. And Nick was like, yeah, I don't like that.
That you ordered it like that? Oh, what'd
you
say?
Well, that I didn't. You can hope for a free refill if you spill, but you can't expect it, which is fair. But I said, so I spilled the, you know, I'm you know, telling a story, talking with my hands, and I just loop a pinky into the glass and take it down. It spills all over these jeans. You can smell them if you want.
Oh, finally.
That's in the Patreon.
Scratch and sniff.
I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Can I get a refill? I'm sorry. It was like apologetic, asking for a favor.
Yeah.
Not like, yeah, I'd like to order another drink.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm so sorry. Would you mind?
Mm-hmm.
It was a would you mind.
Oh, you said would you mind?
I said would you mind.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Of me to say?
Yeah, would you mind is super annoying.
What do you mean?
It's just annoying. That's like, would you mind is like, it depends on how you see
it. I didn't go, would you mind? I didn't squint my eyes and
I can see. Yeah, I can see
like
where Nick's coming from, though. Would you mind does come off as like, give me another instead of asking.
Yeah, that's what I want.
No, but not in like a polite way. Would you mind? I feel like it's just like, would you mind? It's like no matter how you say it, I feel like it comes off as like, come on.
I said, I'm so sorry. Yeah, would you mind if I got another drink or like if I got a refill? I think I said, would you mind if I got a refill?
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah. I thought you ended it like, would you mind?
Oh, no. I think I said, would you mind? So refill is key.
Well, I just think, would you mind, no matter what,
would you
can
mind
come
sucking
off,
me off, yeah, rubbing like, my feet, would, and pouring me another drink for free.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of sounds like that.
Okay,
noted. That's at least how I do it in the service. I go, wow, this guy wants a lot.
Yeah, I got 20 tables.
I'll be back, guys. This guy said, "Would you mind?"
You're at table 7, sucking a guy's feet. Yeah. Like, I'll be right with you.
Do a little busy. I was
we
just
are slammed.
Okay, so did they give you a free one?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a story worth telling?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's the exciting
part? Gave me a free one.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just telling you about my St. Patty's Day.
Okay, that's
We're just getting
good.
Into it.
Yeah, I think, what did I do?
Sorry, I didn't come with, yeah, and then a guy died. Sorry about that.
A guy died after I spilled my beer all over his face.
Yeah, did anything happen that was...
And I said, you were in my way, do you mind?
Dramatic enough for you to appreciate. I'm wondering if I have any of those stories. Any made up lies.
Yeah, that's what I need.
I don't have any lies. What about you? How was your weekend? So you smoked weed, you did some shows.
Yeah, I smoked weed. I was just tired. I was at work all day. They scheduled me at this new job every day, like 7:30. So I'm getting up at like 5 to get to this job on time. So I was, by the time it was Saturday, I just couldn't move.
You're working on Sundays, right? Sometimes?
Yeah.
You should cry church.
Doesn't like this job, they're gonna fire everybody anyway. Like,
you should just tell them that you have to attend.
Well, then they'll just put me on Saturday. It's not like Sunday's the day.
Say you're really into it and you go Saturday.
They'll fire me immediately.
Okay.
He's already fired like
for religious differences.
I'm like the fourth guy.
For religious.
It doesn't this is a right to work state.
What's that mean?
You can get fired no matter what without a reason.
Really?
You can't, it doesn't matter. If you claim religious, you can be like they can be like, we don't need a reason.
Wow.
You're just fired.
You've looked into this.
It's in the contract.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the second thing.
I see.
He lets you know.
You're like, buddy, I was about to be Mormon, but
I'll fire you no matter who you are.
Yeah.
It's like Arizona though, too. It's also a right to work state.
No matter what happens after you die.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fucking fired.
You cannot work here.
I got this job selling like fitness equipment. Here's my little first of all, so the job is pretty easy. You have to know these two pieces of like AI. It looks like an AI weight rack.
What is so like on Mars?
Yeah, it looks like that.
It's surfing?
It's like okay. Very cool, very cutting edge. You can do
it's
a million different things.
DJing.
Just that's what it looks like. Yeah, like a giant little DJ booth. And I have to know it, and I do not know it as well as I think I do. So,
what does it actually look like? Oh, I've seen that. So it's like it's a flat surface, and then there's two pillars at the end.
Yeah,
that it looks like between them would a portal might open up.
Yeah,
like
a
doorway,
giant, like
to
a giant
another universe.
iPad. Yeah, in the middle.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what? It's like $6,000.
Yeah, that one's $6,000, and then the other one's $40,000. I just don't know it as much because my coworker's like, you don't need to. She's like, nobody asks. These are all wealthy people. They want to see the tech, and they, you know, and like every. So I'm like,
what do they want to see?
They want it. Well, in
you don't show them your biceps. At what point do you take?
They
off
do.
Your shirt
they
and go
do.
Check
I,
this out.
I do. Like my coworker does not, but I dress into like athletic gear to make it myself.
That's
a little,
good.
You're supposed to.
You should.
When people come in for my coworker. They do just want to see the tech. Mm-hmm. They're like rich, fat people. They're like, okay, let me see the thing. When they come in for me, every time someone's come in for me, they're like, show me how to bench. Show me how to squat. Do some deadlifts. Row. Do some. And I'm like.
Max. Show me your max.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I swear to God, they come in.
One rep max.
And I'm like, you want to see the tech? They're like, I want to see you. Yeah.
I want to see what you
we
can
saw
do.
The ad.
Yeah.
We see those feet. So then I'm just there being like, they're like, how do you set up the bench? And I'm like, yes.
Well.
The bench. And enough time.
Bench.
That would
Let's
be...
Let's say it together. Bench.
Let's spell it out. Bench. And then I try to...
Fundamentals.
You know that amount of time goes by where they start to be like, does this guy know what this is?
Mm-hmm.
And I go,
mm-hmm.
Well, you would sit down on the bench, then you would bench. And
yeah.
They go, yeah, show me. And I'm like, And then I have to figure out how to set it up, and I do it wrong.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, get on it and try it. And then they're like... How? And I'm like, what?
They break their arm.
Yeah, and then the trainer runs over and he's like, no, it's like this. And I'm like,
no,
exactly.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it explodes.
Mm-hmm. Warning alarms start going off. The sprinklers.
So I bought. Yeah.
Is it a cable? Wait. So is it they're lying on the bench and then because what I'm picturing is two cables coming from these pillars.
It's magnetized.
It's all
yeah.
Magnetized.
Yeah. It's magnetized. 250 pounds.
AI minutes. Magnetics.
Mm-hmm.
Working out.
Yep. It's what your grandpa feared.
It's the future. Yeah.
The gays and the AI magnetics.
Oh God, not the AI.
It
magnetics.
Sounds like a Saudi Arabian soccer team.
The AI magnetics.
AI magnetics.
Yeah.
So I bombed a few times live to where the trainers had to run over and be like, no. And I'm like, yes.
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 No. You're mistaken.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? That's a weird way to do
your
that.
Your leg's supposed to be behind your head.
You're doing that the correct way?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian, could you get out of the painter scaffolding?
Anyway, so people hate you at work. Your clients think you're an idiot. Didn't you sell something, though, recently?
I did.
Nice.
But everybody else is ghosting me.
How much you make for that? 20 cents?
You want to guess? $100.
$100.
And I'm taxed on that.
Oof. Tax commission. So you actually made like 60.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a nightmare. But at least I got a good base. That's what she told me.
Bad tip. Yeah. Decent shaft.
Pencil tip.
Mm-hmm.
Thick base.
Yeah.
Thick cone. Base.
It's like a birthday hat.
And that's even cooler because it gets bigger as you,
yeah.
It gets better.
Is it in? Oh, wow. You know, I'll fucking eat those words.
You like that bugle?
Have you almost hurt yourself trying to demo these things?
One time,
what's the weight at?
I put the weight low, yeah, because I don't want to. One guy came in and wanted to bench like 100, but because it is magnetized, it is way heavier than a normal. It's just heavier in general. I couldn't tell you the math, but magnetized weight is like up, like basically 1.5. So he was like, do 100. And he was like, yeah. Huh. And I was like, yes.
Nice.
That's awesome.
What's 100? Is that two plates? That's not even. Yeah,
on a bench, yeah, I guess you could do.
That's a little less than two.
That's 135.
One plate each, yeah.
You wanted to start it because there's all. It's a really cool piece of equipment. There's all these modes, yeah. So you can set it at burnout to where each rep it goes up by 10 or something.
Cool.
And then there's concentric and eccentric weight. So if you're curling, everybody naturally is stronger on the way down, mm-hmm. So you can set it to where it's heavier on the way down.
Wow.
So you're getting a crazier That's burn crazy. The whole time. So when he was benching, he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, yeah. And
but he, of course, didn't want to lower it because you were there. He didn't want to stop.
Yeah, well, he thought I was in. Yeah, he probably thought I was the dumbest guy on earth. But I'm also
sure.
like.
Well, he's the weakest, so.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
I just don't understand.
Like, stay in your lane.
Yeah, it's just so funny. Cause
Leave the strong for me.
Yeah.
I am the strong.
I'm strong man.
It's weird these fat people are coming in trying to get this state-of-the-art weight stuff. It's like they think that's the problem, well, is that their weights aren't smart enough.
My weights are too dumb.
Yeah. These dumbbells. Why am I buying bells that are dumb?
Drinking smart water with dumbbells.
Yeah, God.
They haven't caught up yet.
Doesn't make sense. I'm putting red against black. You know?
Here's a fun premise for you.
Hit me.
Do you ever celebrate when a more successful friend in your life has a setback?
I do the opposite. Is I mourn when they succeed.
Okay, yeah.
So, kind of, yeah.
Like
Continue.
I have a buddy who... it's just hard to compare my life to him. He's my buddy who, like... lives in Europe. He's always taking the train to different exotic countries and women and South America. And the only solace that I have
There's
is...
a train from Europe to South America?
You don't know?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not buying 40K equipment, so...
Sorry. It's
seems
a different...
Like
I'm in a different
that's locked for
echelon.
Me.
Yeah. Once you get into another tax bracket, they unlock the train. It's kind of like the bridge in Grand Theft Auto, but you've never played that game.
No, I don't have enough money.
Yeah, sorry. But my only victory has been he's fucked so many women that he's finally gotten herpes. And when I found that, I was
Heavy
like...
Heavyweight's the crown.
Yeah, I was like, there we go.
Yeah, there's some justice.
Yeah. Whose life is better now, as I say from my cubicle basement where everybody hates me?
Yeah, with a smooth cock and balls, though.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You don't know how to use the equipment, but you can fuck your girlfriend and not even worry.
Yeah, there's no turbulence.
Mm-hmm.
But also, herpes is fine now. I feel like it's kind of like gray hair. Like girls will start like, I kind of like that.
It's kind of salt hot. And pepper down there. Yikes.
Kind of bumpy.
Yeah, he's like it's salt and the red pepper flakes. It's cool. It's hot. No, it shows he's lived a life. You know, he's like experienced, wise.
His dick's been around the map.
It has stories.
It's cobblestone.
His
I like it.
No, every bump
I
is
call it cobblestone.
Every bump is a story.
His wife trying to.
So what's this one mean? It's like a tattoo.
And why'd you get that one?
This is for my daughter.
Oh, it's
she
like
died.
She died.
Yeah. Let's talk Florida. Should we keep it or cut it? Well, did I tell you, I played disc golf.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It was fun. Have you ever played?
I would love to play.
It's fun. It's hard.
Yeah.
There's a disc golf right there. Oh, we were throwing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when our electric car ran out of juice. God,
horrible.
I can never get an electric car.
It's not the tech isn't there.
It's the infrastructure is lacking.
Yeah.
For at least whatever, Nissan Leaf or whatever the fuck I had. I had a Chevy Volt. Every charger we went to was already full and like the Tesla ones wouldn't work for mine. And it says the ETA when you plug it in. I plugged it in at Saturday, 11 p.m. It's like, this will be done by Sunday at 11 a.m. There are fast chargers, but they're hogged.
It's funny that they have to make some slow. Why don't you make them all fast?
Yeah.
Why do you want to inconvenience
great
some
question.
Of us?
I'm sure there's a good answer.
These are the slow ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the answer? You got slaves making them no matter what.
I think it's like you don't pay for the first 4 hours, which that's when you know it's a bad situation.
Yeah,
because
the it's
first
cost you
4 hours are free.
Yeah. Oh, well, how many hours? Only 200 hours.
Don't worry. Well. You can watch the extended version of Lord of the Rings for free. And then you got to watch the rest of the trilogy.
Yeah, so we were slogging along Florida.
Slogging around. Some beautiful mangroves. Those mangrove trees? Baobabs? Baobabs. Banyan.
Oh, okay.
Banyan trees. Those are beautiful. We're playing disc golf. So I was playing disc golf with Corey in Sarasota. We just went for like a family trip. Oh, we didn't mention this on the Corey podcast, but there was a wedding. There was a lot of weddings actually that weekend in the hotel we were staying at. We were able to, I just snuck some free drinks from the open bar.
That's hilarious.
It was raining. So I went in and like everyone's kind of wet hair. Like it was pouring and we weren't expecting that. So I went up to it was supposed to be on the roof. And we determined that because everyone was in the lobby looking nice and like, oh, this would obviously be better on the roof. This must be the indoor plan. This wasn't even the reception. This was like a huge pre-party.
Wow.
This was like a rehearsal party. These people had money. And there was like the hotel bar, but then there was a little bar that they had just set up temporarily with like, you know, tablecloth, folding table. Went up to that bar, my hair wet, their hair wet. And I go, oh, man, it stinks we're not on the roof, huh? And they were like, yeah.
What was everybody wearing? Were you like sticking out like a sore thumb? You're in a tank top and
we
a frisbee
went to
golf?
A nice, no,
face
no.
paint?
This was before frisbee golf.
Okay.
This was like one of the first nights we went out to a nice restaurant. So I was wearing a blue collared shirt and the theme was blue. So everyone's wearing blue and nice. I go up wet hair and
if
I'm like,
if you were green,
oh,
you
sucks.
Would die.
Sucks we're not on the roof. Yeah, but I was blue, so I drank.
So why did you say this? Was this your tester question?
No, this was my like, hey, I belong here. Act like you belong here. So I go up.
This is risking though. Like it's not supposed to be on the roof.
Yeah, but I thought it's gonna be on the roof. I think maybe the hotel had even said you can't use the pool because we have an event.
Okay.
So they were all moved in here. They go yeah. And I'm like, did you bring a hair dryer? You know, I'm like fucking bantering with this lady, and she's like, no, we wouldn't have even had time. People wanted drinks before we were even set up. And
wow.
I'm like, that's crazy. I'll just have a vodka soda.
That is crazy. Could you make Woo! It a double? Would you mind?
Yeah. I'm so happy for Terry and Dan, huh? Aren't they the best?
God, I remember back when I met Dan. I think I saw him over there.
I actually did meet Dan.
It was right there.
I met Dan.
What'd you say?
It was another situation.
How'd you meet Dan? He goes, hey!
It was
really?
Another situation
he
like
caught
that.
You?
I'll tell
you. Oh, my God. You got greedy.
I'll tell you.
You flew too close to the tequila sunrise.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to think of something with Icarus. I couldn't.
You drank till you got Sicarus.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So Corey goes up to the hotel bar, and the hotel bar person is kind of winking at him. Are you part of the party? And Corey's like, yeah. I gotta follow up, because he gave a credit card.
What's the hotel bar? Like, not
so,
the
so
wedding
bar. So there's the brick and mortar bar. And then there's like the
it.
Folding table with the tablecloth. So he went up to the brick and mortar bar and was saying this shit. And then he's like, yeah, we need your credit card, but you know, we'll just put it on the wedding tab. But I would imagine that okay. So you got to know this also there was a big food spread. So I go up to this spread that's not touched.
Okay.
And
is it fruit? And
No. It's like, it's Italian stuff. It's like penne alla vodka. There's like ziti. There's also a taco station, because I think it's like the guy's Italian and the woman's Latina.
Oh, nice. It's a little fusion.
It's great. So I'm loading up my plate.
Meatball tacos.
I'm loading up my plate. And then I see this guy with like, you know, pretty severe cheekbones. He's got a tight white shirt, gold chain, baby blue blazer, spiked hair.
Is he a good looking guy?
Yeah.
Or he's just like intimidating.
He's all right.
Angular.
Yeah, he's both. Okay. He's both. Not my type, but I'm sure some people might find him nice.
Military face?
Looks Guido.
Like, oh, boy.
Guido.
Hey to Guido.
Yeah.
Coming from an Italian. Get
didn't
him out of here.
Didn't you hear what I said he was wearing? Tight white shirt, gold chain, baby blue blazer, spiked hair.
That also just sounds Florida to me.
Fair enough. This guy had an Italian accent.
Okay.
So he, whatever that was. So the lady is like, hey, I hope you like the food or whatever one of the caterers. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's my fucking thing. I haven't even got a chance to eat.
Whoa. So now he's already kind of pre-pissed.
He's pre-pissed. And then you know, he's taking a few bites. And this other guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, is everything good? You know, he seems like an Eastern European. And he goes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, everything's right. I don't know who this guy is, though.
Wow.
Points to me across. I'm literally across the station from him.
Wow.
And I'm like,
He's been looking at you.
I said, well, you know, I figured they were just going to throw it all out. And he was
man.
I know. I wasn't even. I know. That's all I had.
Oh, no.
I had a few free drinks, and I just, well, I thought they were going to toss it. Didn't want him to toss it. And he was like, yeah, all right, fair enough.
Oh, but wow, he lets you stay.
No, he was pissed. I mean, I was like, Corey, we got to go. We got to go.
Wow.
I'm so uncomfortable. And I usually don't have a lot of honor, shame, pride, or dignity about these things, but I was getting red in the face and I had to go.
Yeah, he had don't know who this guy is.
Yeah,
that's
don't know who this
nowhere.
Guy is, though. To the fucking caterer, and the caterer's like, whoa.
He ninja starred you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did, and then you looked at this, was he tall, too?
we were similar height.
Okay. But was he like, I'll beat your ass kind of?
Eye to eye. I mean, no, he's hungry. He's weak. It's his wedding. I would have done what he did. This is his day. Just fuck this guy.
It would have been cool if he would have came up to you and been like, so how do you know Dan? And then you lie and he's like, oh, I'm Dan. Like a fun little, who's it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haircut?
Dan, I'm sorry to tell you, you've been in a horrible car accident. I'm your brother. Check the back of your head.
Wow, that's cool. I love getting caught with something.
It really made my blood run cold. I was like, we got to go.
Yeah, you just immediately got, and then you had to answer too. With a plate of meatball tacos, where you're like,
Yeah, with a, like pulled pork, penne alla vodka. Jeez. Oh, I thought I was going to toss it.
I don't think I would have the balls to crash a wedding like that.
Yeah, well, it separates you and I.
Yeah.
I got four balls.
You guys, I got caught for a lot of stuff like that when I was a kid. So now as an adult, I don't do that stuff. Like, you guys steal.
I know. That's the thing. I think you guys, a lot of people got it out of their systems as kids. They smoked weed. They stole. I never did any of that as a kid.
Yeah.
So now I do all of it now.
Yeah, when it counts. I'm like, when sure. A lot of my friends steal now. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Kind of, but you also have like the wherewithal to get out of it. Not really stealing, but like the shit that I was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's harmless.
Yeah.
I was also mean to a guy's wife in the elevator. This guy sucked though. Me and my mom got in the elevator and this guy really drunk, like, but loud, horrible, just like, yeah, you're fucking coming with us, man. You're coming with us.
In the elevator?
And then the elevator door closes and some guy he doesn't know is like, all right, see you later. Elevator door closes. You had to tap.
Some guy who was already annoyed by him. Yeah. He's like, good luck, pal.
Yeah. Have fun with this new group.
Yeah. Take the cube up with these people and ruin their lives.
And you had to tap your hotel key to get to the floor. Yeah. So they forgot to tap the key. And so we passed their floor. And his wife is like, oh, my God, we missed the floor. And at this point, I'm just so annoyed. You know, I've just been caught. I'm now annoyed with these people. So I'm directing that energy to them. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, you have to spend another 10 seconds on the elevator.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Unprompted?
No, she prompted me by saying that. And her husband prompted me by scaring my mom.
Yeah, that is a waspy sentence right there. Oh, no, you got to spend another 10 seconds on the elevator. Unprompted by Zach.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
You got it.
Was your mom like, yes?
Yeah, we were. We
That's
both,
how the wrestles talk.
Uh-huh. We both just bounced hips left to the left to the elevator.
Oh, my God. I would have died laughing.
We were having a good time.
That's great.
Well, I was angry because, like, my mom jumped when this guy screamed. She thought there was some altercation entering the elevator.
Okay. Like, so you were already like, what can I get? If this gives me an opening, I'm going to pry it.
No, I was just kind of baseline annoyed. And then when this woman said it, it just hit me in a way that I was like, fuck you. Your life is fine. Nothing is a problem except for you married this asshole and you're probably kind of a jerk yourself.
Yeah, you gotta be. So, what did she say anything?
Justice. No.
Really?
No, she didn't. I was walking.
You were on one? That's all you meant to say?
I was on one and I was getting off of the elevator. So as I was leaving, yeah, she was so shocked.
Okay.
Stop looking at your phone.
Sorry, my boss.
God, you're like Molly.
I gotta make sure.
She's like Israel, and Charles is like work. I'm like, get off your phones, guys.
I gotta make sure I'm not fired. Yeah. I mean, I checked to make sure Israel's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Never gonna die.
Mm. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna give you back your land. Never gonna move out of my new house.
It's the chosen land.
I got a two-car garage where 50 people used to live.
And a one-state solution. okay, so this is all before I get there.
Yeah, this is all pre-Charles. So then I go play disc golf with Corey.
Same day.
No, this is okay. That was the first night, though.
Okay. Wow.
Pretty eventful first night.
Yeah, you're like, I'm in Florida. May as well act like it.
Yeah, I better go back.
Crash weddings, yell at women.
Yeah, that's right. When in Rome. We play frisbee golf the third day. I had a little mushroom, so we each take a little bit of mush. And this course was amazing. It was beautiful. It had like all the Spanish moss hanging down. Like we drive to this school that's like near the water, and the frisbee golf course is next to it. So we buy these things. They're each like $20.
Wow.
And so we have two discs each, $40 each.
Wow.
Driver and then a putter. We could have also bought like a mid-ranged one, but we're like driver, putter should be enough. And you know, we're throwing it around in the store like it's good weight. And they have different stats. There's numbers of like the glide, mm-hmm. the speed, the weight. And it is different than a frisbee. It's like heavier. Store, like. Right. Yeah. Flicking the wrist, telling the store associate to make a hoop with her with their arms. So we get there and there's a lot of water features. There's a lot between the starting point and where the basket is, like half of it sometimes is water.
Wow.
And there's also signs everywhere posted like alligator warning. There's alligators.
Jesus Christ.
So at one point I did get one in one of these little ponds and we had to fish it out with a stick. And, you know, the mushrooms keep hitting. You know, I'm getting a little wonky. And then we're on the 16th hole. I throw. The throw was really embarrassing. It was like one of those where you don't release it and you kind of trip also. So I just like straight armed into the actual body of water. Clearly signs, hey, caution, alligator habitat. We're on the 16th hole. That's my driver. I need that. I'm trying to finish out the course. So I'm kind of like peeking on mushrooms a little bit of like this small dose. And so I get in the water.
Oh my God.
I get in the water and Jesus I'm freaking Christ. Out because, you know, I got the mushrooms. I took my shoes and socks off. Corey's like, I wouldn't do this, but I respect you for doing it.
I respect you for
it. And he said he had a few pictures of me in the water and I'm just raking.
You're not afraid of the gator.
I am very afraid, but I want the disc. I want the disc. Again, I'm on a little mushroom. So every time I feel a stick, and there's a lot of random sticks on the bottom, it feels like the bottom tooth of an alligator jaw. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in the mouth. And
it was just seaweed. It was just seaweed.
And Corey's on the shore. He just has, like, a stick that he found to throw at the alligator if one comes at me.
What about this? Is this acceptable substitute? A meal or a stick?
Yeah.
Will you go for that?
You want wood that you see every day or this juicy calf? Oh, man. So I stayed in there for like, I don't know, a minute, longest minute of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I think
I
ran out
you
at
got
one
in.
Point and then I went back of like, come on, I got to go.
It was oh, my
deep,
God.
Though. It was where I wanted to go was too deep.
Yeah, that was
so
probably where they were waiting for you to get in.
I get out. I've had a close brush with death. And I go stand barefoot. I go stand on this like kind of sandy little area under a tree. You know, I'm feeling the sand under my toes. I'm grounded. I'm grateful for life and all that I have. And then I start feeling like a tingling on my feet. And I'm like, I don't remember the ground tingling this much. I guess it's the mushrooms. And then I look down. I'm standing on a ginormous anthill. And I'm like, I don't remember the ground stinging. And
then you run back into the water to kill the ants immediately get eaten.
Right. Yeah, I know. The gator got the ants.
And the gator's dragging you down as your hand has the driver.
No!
You throw it, the one last
hole
thing
in
you
one.
Did. You makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Gilmore. Didn't get the disc. Oh. I got too scared.
Wow. I can't believe you got in the water where, I mean, you went full Florida man on this trip.
I did.
That's really,
I
really
did.
Embrace the culture. That's the craziest thing I've ever. Name a more
so
Florida
scary.
Man sentence than I was on mushrooms in a Frisbee golf course and jumped in the water to get my driver.
Ready to fight an alligator if I had to. And then I got out and stood in ants.
Was I scared? No, because my brother was on watch with a stick.
No, we had everything covered.
Tell me you Pensacolan without telling me you Pensacolan.
This was Bradenton.
I got Pensacolan cancer. Wow, that's really nuts. Did you tell Molly this?
Yeah, everyone I told her, like, you're crazy. I would never have done that.
Oh, it's insane.
But it was, I don't know, man. It was, I'd gotten one before, so I was like, if it's right there and I can just grab it.
And then,
oh, man, but every time you go in, you're just waiting for, like,
yeah, of course. And then you're dead immediately. There's no way. I mean, they have the death roll.
Do you have the death roll? I think I could have gotten out of there with him just getting my leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey's quick. He ran track. He could run me to
the
school
nurse. You'd
be so dead.
It'd be crazy
if
you would have.
Nearby.
If you would have died.
That would have been nuts.
That would have been crazy. Me having to do that
yeah,
much
but
more time.
You know
time.
What was even crazier? Is that I just had to finish out the course with my putter.
Oh, that's
that
tough.
That was brutal.
That's almost worse
there is
than
a,
death.
There is a big difference once you lose the
so
driver.
Did you lose?
It was close, but yeah, I think Corey was like plus six and I was like plus eight.
Mm.
It was really fun course.
Yeah, I would love to frisbee golf.
It was dangerous.
I bet we could drive to one upstate.
I'm sure, we could find one. So that was that, and then we rendezvous.
Yeah, we rendezvous, stay in a smelly La Quinta.
Oh God, that was the worst hotel I've ever stayed in for one of these gigs. I walked, man. The listeners would have loved this. I should have taken a pic for you freaks. I walked on the barefoot on the floor and my feet were just black.
Yeah, I took a shower. Well, like I think when we woke up in the morning, got up out of bed, got into the shower, so I had no socks on. From the bed to the shower, which had to be like 10 feet.
Yeah.
Black. It looked like that scene in Mr. Deeds when
he's
had
the
frostbite foot.
Yeah.
I mean, this
thank God we didn't have a fire poker for you to test it.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was really disgusting.
And my clothes smelled like smoke.
Yeah.
We were at Scott's house days later, me and Molly, and she's like, here, smell the shirt. And I was like, Quinta. Memories of La Quinta. The ghost.
Yeah, the ghost of La Quinta.
It smells like someone had been smoking there for 20 years, right when we walked in.
It really was instant.
They just stopped.
And it was so funny because I got mad, not at you, but actually kind of, because I was like, dude, little bit. You were like, it smells like smoke, but you get used to it. And then instantly I was like, it's way too much smoke.
And then
there's absolutely no, I was like.
And then you slept like a vampire
yeah.
on top of the sheets with basically this outfit.
This is basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna. I was just like, I'm
good,
going
Charles?
To bed.
He's like, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys are rustling around in that bed.
Yeah, we fucked in that bed the night before.
God.
Yeah, we added to the mix.
That's gross. Uh-huh. Yeah, get a little black light, sign your name and jizz on that wall.
Yeah,
yeah, that thing
built
was,
up.
That was a brutal
I think
room.
The room's like an inch smaller.
And
than
I was
it
like, why
be.
Didn't you change rooms? You're like, it's fine. I'm like, it's not fine.
It's not fine, but I thought I didn't want to move hotels.
And not even rooms?
Rooms, I was like, how much better is it going to be? And then we just got to move all our. Shit. Like, yeah, it wouldn't have been that bad, but I don't know. I didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, it was
and we were only there for one night.
Yeah, it's true.
And then where did we stay? Scott's?
Yeah, we went to your uncle's house. Lovely. Uncle's house is beautiful.
It's beautiful. Cool. We got to post our dive competition on the Patreon. Check it out.
Yeah, please.
I actually have a video when I'm still on mushrooms kind of describing the affair of the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll post those videos on Patreon if you guys are interested in a little vlog-style content.
All right. What else do we got here? We had Florida. Oh, we can talk about our comedy really quick. Just the gigs that
you
we
had
did.
Some wild. Well, we both Man. Did, but you had a wild happening here.
Well, the first one was outside at a brewery. The crowd was good.
Good crowd.
They were probably in there. There were some 30-year-olds, but
yeah,
mostly
some 20s actually. Maybe 30, maybe early 30s.
Yeah,
some,
maybe 20s,
some
but mostly 40 to 65.
Good nature.
70.
They were down.
Yeah, they were down. They were good, but I went last, so I did get them tired, which was fine. I was having a good time, but you could tell. At one point, I was like, these guys are sleeping over here, and they woke up. They're like, we're up. I was like, go back to sleep. It's fine.
Yeah, a guy answered his phone when I was on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, the guy with the broken leg who was probably just on painkillers or something.
Yeah.
Like, his whole party was out. He
they
probably
were out.
Shared.
They were
He was
out.
Like, one for each.
Yeah.
You put one oxy in everybody's
okay,
white
Vicodin,
claw.
Okay, beer. Let's drive.
Yeah.
Let's drive to the show.
Get this comedy show going.
So halfway through my show, I'm still having a good time, but like they're just, you just know that they're at 40% attention span.
It's crazy that those oxied out people presumably also had a good time. They came up like, good job.
Yeah.
Really good show. I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah. Well, they're hallucinating. They're
I
happy.
Guess. Is this like just getting fucked up and going to a movie? But I can see, the movie can see you.
Yeah.
I
feel it.
The movie notices that you're like, hey man.
It's bad. Also,
you know, cartoon Spider-Man is never like, hey. I'm fucking slinging here.
Pointing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so halfway through my set, a tow truck drove by.
And by the way, that's the setup of the stage is stage, patio audience, chain link fence.
Street,
two-lane road.
Yeah.
Local highway.
People, and it's a lot of cars on the street. And
it's right across from Coastal Creative.
Yeah, where Robert Kelly filmed a special. Yeah.
Well, so I filmed mine at the If I Brewed the World Brewery.
Yeah, that's the name of the brewery.
If I Brewed the World.
So funny. I love brewery.
I wish I was across the street.
What are some other... And the other... What was the other place we went to?
Barrel of Monks.
Barrel of Monks.
Because I guess barrelofmonkeys.com was too pricey.
Yeah.
They had to...
we can't get to
save
sometimes
some cash.
Why?
No, they'll get it.
But yeah, on the first set, a tow truck drives by, and right when it drives by the stage, it loses its car, and the car just flops.
Expensive car.
What was it?
I thought it was like Lexus SUV.
Oh, could have been, yeah.
It looked nice, because I was kind of checking. You were in survival mode, but...
Yeah, I had to, well, immediately...
Fell off, and then... immediate flat tire.
And then you realize comedy always keeps you humble, because everybody that was asleep is now awake... And just tractor beamed to this car.
Uh-huh. Like half the crowd stood up and turned around.
Yeah, and walked over to
standing
it.
Standing
like, all right. Yeah, this thing was a great opener.
Killed.
And I had to riff my way out of it.
You should have been like, all right, everybody, good night.
Yeah.
I get out of the car.
Yeah.
Hey.
Throw a frisbee.
Comedy. Yeah. I found it. They're like, what? You found what?
It's from
they don't
before.
Know. Check the Patreon.
Yeah.
You'll understand.
Take mushrooms. It's good.
Yeah, you'll get it.
You think we're not on mushrooms?
You had some funny lines, though.
I had some funny lines. I'll have to go and... Yeah.
I have to retell that story to multiple people. Because half the people stood up and Charles was like, you guys are acting like it's your car.
Yeah.
It was
good. I tried to...
You should post
I need to go through
like
the
that.
Camera. I've just been destroyed at work every day.
Well, they also did a pretty good, they got it back on the car pretty quick.
Oh, the guy,
because this car
great.
Is rolling into the street.
This guy was a pro.
It, like, I guess it's in neutral because they have to drag it behind them, right? Like, it can't be in park.
I guess so.
If it's four-wheel drive, then the front wheels are going to lock up. So the thing's in neutral, falls off, pops the tire. Now it's just rolling into the intersection.
Yeah.
And these guys somehow get out, stop the car, put it back on, and leave.
At kind
and,
of
like,
a ginger pace.
I thought it was like two minutes. It was, yeah. I guess this has happened before.
It wasn't like a panicked pace is what I mean. Like, they were like, okay, let's get it. Like, let's go. But it wasn't like, fuck!
Right.
It was just like,
right.
All right.
You were more panicked than they were.
Yeah, because I was like, how do I riff out of this?
And if that happened to me, you've hit shit in your moving car before. You fucked up.
Yeah.
That would be you.
Yeah, that's
like St. Petersburg you. That's Florida you.
Yeah, I said,
Charlos.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, this guy's going to get it. I was like, if that was me, I would left the country and started a new life. I'd be Charlie Iglesias or something.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. See how it goes in post.
Yeah, and I really, this was a bad move, but you did try to go back into jokes.
I asked them if they were ready.
No, they don't know what they need.
I know,
they don't
bad.
Know what they want. It's like a baby being
that
like, let me taste the lemon. It's like, you don't want this. You don't want this right now.
Well, they already had a taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, that ruined that joke for me forever. It's gone. Yeah, so then the second set, we drive to Boca Viejo, land of the old.
So Boca was rough.
Boca was brutal. We got to this brewery that looked cool.
Shout out. What was his name? Eric?
I don't remember.
I think his name was
great
Eric.
Great guy.
Yeah, he was awesome. The staff was great. Brewery was great. The space was great.
Yeah.
The space upstairs looked like it was going to be a great show. I was excited for it. I was like, all right, Charles is going to see how these gigs can be fun.
Yeah.
And then we ate it.
For the good
45
thing is,
minutes each.
Yeah, I think 50 minutes each.
Potentially.
It but was like, silent.
Yeah.
Even at the, I mean, everybody was old and they were paying attention. I think I walked 10 people. Yeah, to pure silence.
No. We had pockets of laughter, but there was
very
no
girl,
momentum.
Let's say the girl pockets, because you could not. Yeah,
you could fit some crumbs in.
I mean, even like the riffs and stuff, because we were standing in front of like a beer fridge that looked like a cabinet,
right?
And at times, I would like turn around, open it, and go help, and then that would still.
One of my biggest laughs is like, you know, I'm worried I'm a loser. You guys see me? I'm doing comedy in front of a cabinet. It's not going well.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yes,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, he's aware.
You're right.
It was so funny because I was like, man, I just bombed for like 50 minutes. I hope Zach can get them. And you did way better than me. But I was like, God, this crowd just doesn't want it from us.
Yeah, the peak that you could do was like a 6.5.
The highlight of the whole show for everybody in the audience was this doppelganger.
Yeah. Skinwalker.
Yeah, of Larry David.
This shape-shifting Jew.
Yeah, you were on that. I'll let you tell that story because that was during your set.
Yeah, he looked so much like Larry David. I'll post a picture right here somewhere. Shockingly like Larry David.
Yeah.
Like Naomi Caramani DM'd me. She's like, oh my God, what a huge get.
People did DM
me. They're like, oh my God, you got Larry David who come to your show. I'm like, yeah, that's not what happened.
People DM'd me because they saw the picture and they're like, Larry David?
He looked so much like Larry David
that
I was talking to him like, you look like Larry David. And then I think a woman who was also kind of chatty, he turned around to face the crowd. And she was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I thought she said it first.
No, I think we were having an interaction. Okay. Then he turned around to show everybody his Larry David face, which he really does. He has the hat. He has the hair, the glasses. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing
that
on
purpose. He's not trying.
He's getting some. Yeah, he's trying to get a little something on the side.
And you could tell that his wife was kind of like exhausted by it.
Yeah.
Of like,
she probably gets it everywhere.
She was like, she knew that he was stealing our spotlight, and he was, because after the show, somebody right as I like, all right, good night, everybody, thank you. His friends turned to him in the front row and go, hey, you did great. You were amazing. Like, to the audience member. And then people are taking pictures with him.
Yeah, people took. We have a video. I have a video on my phone. We're standing over here hoping to get some tips.
With a tip jar empty, holding, jingling a cup.
Meanwhile, a line is forming.
Yes.
To take pictures with fake Larry
David. Not Larry David.
Also, this guy, if he was a nice guy, but if he was a good,
good
person,
guy,
he would have left. He stayed and took pictures with people. He would have at least gone to the bar downstairs.
Right. Do it
all
out
right.
of our sight.
But he stayed in a line formed and he took pictures. And we got pictures with him. Great guy. But you should have let us try to get some hugs and some
tips. Bob Sacamano. Yeah.
And I was like, I know who you are.
I mean, we're basking
in the sun here.
We at least got tipped for that show. I did a show this Friday in Rhode Island with May. zero tips, took my merch, zero sloth koozies sold, zero everything.
Koozies are tough because I think people will buy koozies just because they want to buy anybody's merch.
Sure. But these people didn't want to spend any money. They were like, great show, great show, great show. And would look at the tip thing and look back at us. Have a great night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Parts of Rhode Island are cheap and parts are very wealthy.
Yeah, this seemed like maybe the cheaper crowd. It was mainly women, and May or crazy. Somebody said that women don't tip.
That is crazy. Women, well,
if they're not with their mans. Men get excited. This is not my opinion. This is I'm reporting on hers. Men get excited to tip because they're like, oh, you know, I'm doing this guy. If I'm helping him out,
helping a dude.
I'm helping a guy, right? He's following his dreams. He's doing what I wish I had the courage to do. I'm with my fat wife, so I'll give him some money.
Sure, and pizza after the wedding.
Right, I'm going to take the pizza for money and give it to him. Maybe he can make better
use
of it.
Can I dip into the pizza jar?
What? Yeah, no tips. I mean, I think I have some koozies. I'm going to promote them here.
Yeah, please.
I think they're nice. Take a look. Which color you want? We got pink.
My only thing is, I think people will buy merch no matter what, but do you think people use koozies?
No, when I was looking at black, we got robin egg blue.
They're cool.
We got frost.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think they're good, but I would never buy a koozie. I think koozies are a little silly. Why would you buy a koozie? But it's so cheap to make and to buy that I am like, okay, if I do a good show, and I know in the Midwest these would fly.
Yeah.
So I just got to go to like North Dakota again.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. And people just want to buy anything.
Yeah, like, they just want to give you money.
I've heard of people just being like making the wristbands because they're so cheap and then just being like, it's whatever you
want.
What you want. And then no matter what, they make so much money.
Yeah, no merch. Pretty demoralizing. And then the show Saturday was canceled because the fucking, you know, I don't want to get too much into this, but the guy that we work with had a beef with the brewery. So we drove up to Rhode Island 3.5 hours, 4 hours, and then just had to drive back that night. Went to Applebee's. The Applebee's was a holy experience.
You guys love the Applebee's. That's your place post-show?
No, we were just really hungry, and we each had two beers.
Okay.
So we go to Applebee's, and it's just like I had a little hit. It's like just what I needed.
What'd you get to eat?
I got a bowl of some kind. I got a Tex-Mex chimichurri, some kind of chicken rice bowl. And I've been having weird problems with eating, especially recently, because I've been sick. So I've just been kind of weak and not wanting to eat. And then just eating has just made me nauseous. Like, I'm just not eating enough. So it was really nice to just have a meal that I was like, okay, this is fine.
Nice.
I'll eat this and I'll feel rejuvenated. And Applebee's, I will hand it to them. They don't have any culture at all. But what they do have is any person can go there and find something there that they will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's the weird, funny...
Good appetizers.
The apps. It's the big goblet pink or blue drinks. It's the sports on the screen. It's the bar is shaped in like a U.
Yeah.
So you're all facing each other. It's like a community. Like, it's very smart. It's very functional, Applebee's. It's exactly what you want in a bar. It's just no kind of character. But I don't care.
No, I don't care either. Why do I need to go to a place with character if I'm just trying to get bombed? Have a nice hot pretzel.
Yeah, just get
that's
some
the character.
Reliable food.
Yeah.
It's consistency.
I used to go there with there was an Applebee's at my last apartment at the end of the street. So back when Heather and I, when she wasn't a health nut, we would go there on Fridays and get some appies.
Yeah,
it was
before
awesome.
She ruined
couple
your life.
Of drinks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good because it's also one of the only places, restaurants, that's open late.
Yeah.
Like that in bumfuck nowhere. So it's usually open till at least 11.
It is crazy when you go through some of the, you know, the Bible Belt states with Preacher, and at times, everything would close, even the gas stations at like 8 p.m.
Yeah. And wait, you couldn't even get gas?
No.
Oh,
we were like, that's a lie. And then we would go, we're like, what?
Got to break into the gas station.
Yeah, steal all the gas, suck it through a hose.
Back in high school, I used to break into the pump. You know what I thought that line used to mean?
I don't know what line that's from.
Oh, the Drake song? He just means that he was poor, so he couldn't pay for the dance. Back in high school, I used to break into the dance.
Oh, okay.
I thought he meant that he was like in college, going back to high school and breaking into the dance to like dance with high school girls.
That's what he's singing
about. I was even for a guy in a wheelchair, that's a stretch.
Well, he's hanging out with Millie Bobby.
How old is she? Is she Stranger Things?
He was texting her when she was 13. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. You're almost 14. Yeah, you got to give it to Leo. Everybody makes fun of him for talking to these 25-year-old girls and then leaving them, but at least he's not texting any 13-year-olds.
No, I thought he was texting like 16-year-olds, though.
Oh, he does? Leo?
Oh, I thought you said D'Elia.
Oh, no, not
D'Elia. Okay, I was like, I don't want to hand anything to D'Elia. Let's get us some news, Charles. What's been going on in the world? Huh? We've been looking too far back in time. We should talk about what's happening right underneath
our noses. I just wanted to bring up your thoughts on the TikTok ban.
You wanted to bring up my thoughts. What are
my
thoughts?
Do you think?
Oh.
Well, the bill the bill was passed and announced in the House, and then it could be voted down just by any one person.
Yeah, so this is kind of the longstanding, like, TikTok's a threat to national security. It's stealing our data. It's surveilling our children. I have no problem with that.
No, of course. I don't care.
I don't know. I mean, it's everyone seems that TikTok is going to be banned. I've seen this from some kind of lefty comedians that have... It's kind of funny. It doesn't matter which deep end you go off of. I lose respect if you're if you're diving into 8 feet of your party's beliefs. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Just trying to throw a boba.
Yeah, like the self-righteous. I'm just trying to have fun here.
Yeah, I think the truth to power. What I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's like I don't care.
I don't care.
I really
don't
care. Don't, like,
it's kind of gross that that now this is your brand. I do think here's something that I saw, which is why I brought those types of people up, is I saw someone saying, and I think this is a view that multiple people are saying, that one of our news sources for what's happening in the world, injustices, and I think you know which ones I'm talking about, are not going to be as thoroughly reported on. And I'm like, TikTok is where you're seeing this? TikTok is, it shouldn't be your news source. And I understand that it's people's kind of new version of Twitter.
Yeah.
But you're crazy if you think that there's not also some kind of bias happening at TikTok. And I'm sure that's maybe one of the arguments, which, who knows, then people might make claims of the deep state and the U.S. trying to control our perceptions. But I'm sure there's some filtration going on at the Chinese or the whatever end of what videos you can and can't see. So whatever unfiltered news you think you're getting is most certainly being filtered in some way.
Well, it's also, I think people that are acting like it's like, well, then how am I going to know anything if TikTok is banned?
I don't know,
well,
man. Listen to fucking, you could listen to NPR.
Yeah, also a World Wide Web.
There's a World Wide Web. There's a bunch of articles that you could read.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of having a video playing in the background and you read the words on the video.
How am I supposed to learn anything?
That's what they should do.
Dua Lipa's not in the background.
That's how print media and news needs to come back, is they need to make all of their articles in front of a video.
Yeah, and then captions appear word by word.
Yeah, and then Post Malone is like softly playing in the background.
Because I need it.
Yeah.
Just things.
Run away.
Yeah, people need to, you need to have another source.
People are fleeing from Rafa. Yeah.
Run away, run away. But this is the one, so there's this guy, let me know what you think about this, because I think I have a decent angle as far as I was surprised
Tuna.
That people were surprised by this. There's some politicians that go on TikTok and try to be like the cool, honest politician. I'm doing a front-facing video in a cardigan in my kitchen. I'm more on the side of you guys.
I'm parked with my seatbelt on, talking into the camera.
Come on. I'm trying the new KFC chicken snacker. I'm a cool politician. I don't even want to be here.
I'm eating Takis, hot chips.
I'm doing the one-chip challenge. I'm for the TikTokers.
I did see a weird ad for Takis. It was one of those like in-store stands, and it said, get your game on. With Takis. I'm like,
get your game on.
This isn't Gatorade. This is like hot fries.
What's the game? Diarrhea?
I don't know what the game is. Yeah, it's
the game is not diarrhea. I don't know what game we're playing, Takis. They're blue.
Yeah.
They're gonna make me.
It'll scare the competition. You open up your mouth, they're like, demon!
Yeah.
Run! What is that? Succubus. Anyway, so these politicians are trying to speak to the common man.
And the one guy who got really big, Jeff Jackson. He's a freshman in the Congress or the House or whatever. I don't pay attention to his videos. I only found out about it. He got 2.5 mil on TikTok.
It's pretty good.
People are really mad at him because he voted for the ban on TikTok.
Okay.
And then he posted another front facey, like, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think we're going to have to sell it to another company because China is trying to disrupt our minds.
Which side is he on? Democrat?
I don't know. I just saw this video.
Okay. What state is he from?
No, I didn't do any
good research.
Yep, not gonna research.
That's great.
I did a TikToker's amount of research. I saw the video.
All right, fair enough.
And went to the comments.
Then brought it to me.
Yeah, I was in. What's the thing called?
So what was the funniest roast in the comments?
There's some good. Well, everybody was like, "I can't believe you were two-faced this whole time." And when it also blows me.
I love that.
What?
I love that he made himself a little nest egg, and then he's like, "All right, I'm getting out."
Yeah, it's fun.
He's selling Bitcoin.
But that's what politicians do.
Yeah.
How are you?
Lies.
How did he dupe this many people? It's every politician does
right.
this.
That's his job.
Also, you could. This is my angle on this coming from a divorced family. You could tell everybody that was pissed off, they never had a stepdad.
Right.
They never had this was basically being like, what do you mean? Ed's not cool? It's like, yeah, he was just pretending to be cool.
Trying
so
to fuck
we'd
your
be,
mom the whole time.
Yeah. He just wanted us to be cool with him moving in.
Yeah.
Now he's banging mom and he's going to leave.
Right. This guy's fucked 2.5 million idiots.
Yeah.
Into a following.
And now he's packing up.
Yeah.
My stepdad was super cool to me when he wanted to live in our house. And then as soon as he lived in, he wouldn't even say hey to me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same thing with a politician. After a couple of years goes by, they really stop caring.
It's weird that he voted for it and then he doesn't think it's going to go anywhere. He's like, my vote doesn't mean anything.
My theory is that I think maybe he thought that people wouldn't check his vote. And I think he made this video trying to be like, look. Because he didn't mention what he voted on. What he does is he reports back after each hearing. Like, so I just got back from the state of the address and you'll never believe this.
Oh, there's not like a cam when he goes to vote like Survivor. He's like,
yeah, exactly.
Ban.
Sorry, I'm not here to make friends. I want the million from the ape
from
the
APAC. 2.5. It's a sizable following. What is he going to do with that?
Probably get some votes. Already, I lost 200 in a couple days.
No, it's not.
But so I think he was just reporting back, like, I don't think there's going to be a ban. And then everybody found out what he voted for, and now he has.
Oh, so he didn't make a video saying I voted for the ban that people found
out. He had the original video. It got roasted across the worldwide, and then he deleted that video. Kind of slimy politician move. And then he uploaded an apology.
Well, I guess I'm a slimy politician because I'm out here reposting every day.
Yeah. No, he didn't repost. He just deleted and then created an apology.
Yeah.
And the apology is great because he's like, I get it. I would have done the same thing. I would have roasted my ass.
Oh, God. I love how strong you guys are. That's what I love about you.
It's a very fun cringe watch.
It's very manipulating. What's his name? Jesse Jackson?
Jeff Jackson. Jeff Look Jackson. Him up.
Jackie Robinson? He is a Democratic Party.
And he looks like a mole.
Yeah, like a hot mole, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah, mole that worked out.
Yep.
North Carolina, Democratic Party. I mean, I feel like it's kind of an across-the-aisle issue, is ban TikTok. It's kind of something everyone can agree on.
To ban or to not ban?
Yeah, to ban, because it's China, and it's just like an easy vote, I think, for people to be like, yeah, but we're going to ban TikTok, right?
Oh, for people in the House? Yeah.
Yeah, either side. Banning TikTok means voting against China.
Yeah, I think which to everybody and all the other American companies, get stronger. So why wouldn't they? Yeah. Well, what happened is they did research and all the people that got the biggest money from APAC voted yes, and the people with the littlest money from APAC voted no. So that's why there's this theory of like
APAC,
Israel lobby that pays for politicians.
I don't know what that is.
APAC is the lobbyist group of Israel that supports. They always donate.
It's confusing. APAC's also Asia Pacific.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, okay.
But so that's the theory is the why they want to mute the Palestinians.
Well, I'm getting about 300 to 400 views maximum per video. So I'm not losing much if they get rid of TikTok.
No, I
have 43,000 followers that seem to be in comas at the moment. I don't know where their phones are.
Yeah.
And if they even have cognition at this point. But
I would. There is a part of me that because I'm not big on it, that I'm like, yeah, I want to see all these other people.
You
see all these
burn.
Other videos of these people that are big, like just posting every day, dancing like, look, you can find me on Twitch. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Jump ship. The lifeboats are filling up.
Yeah. I'll see you at the coffee shop, baby. I'll see you at Hungry Ghost Coffee Shop.
Yep. Yep. You'll
get out of here.
Fucking submitting to the Onion.
It's
like
so
the
funny
rest of us.
I'm like, yeah, I want you to please be out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, about this, I can't believe you haven't seen any of this Drake Bell stuff. The way that they're advertising it, it's like it's going to be the movie of the summer.
I've seen all the things, but I didn't see anything with Drake Bell. I saw it with all
That's
the girls.
That's crazy. And it's like, because they started with all these Nickelodeon people like, yeah, you know, I knew it was going on, but I didn't know how pervasive. And then the end of the teaser trailer that's like a minute long is just Drake Bell like sitting down in front of the camera, doesn't say anything. And what's the reaction supposed to be from you at home? You're supposed to be like, whoa, got to watch it. Set the Roku. Right, let's get the TiVo ready. We have to watch this. It's just funny how much of an event they're making his sexual abuse.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's like the live premiere, you know, there'll be a live chat so you can comment about how fucked up this was.
And it's so funny because they have to make it seem more fucked up for the views. So you're getting this distorted, like how fucked
up. You're like, oh, we only, you know, played with his balls.
But interestingly enough about Drake when he got caught in America, he moved to Mexico and he's huge. He's such a big star there.
Draco.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Say Bell in Spanish.
A bello. You just get Italian
Spanish.
With it.
That's Spanish.
A bello.
Enrico Bella.
But yeah, I looked at his Instagram.
How
the other
is he
day.
Famous? What's he doing? Is he doing like telenovelas?
Acting, yeah, he's like everywhere.
Okay,
he's like the guy.
I kind of assume when you become the guy, you just do. You just become a big,
he's
bad
like,
stand-up
yeah, he
comedian.
Just like, it's funny that he's not doing stand-up.
It's good.
Yeah, that is good. Let's see. His Instagram's just Drake.
It's in Spanish.
4.1.
Oh, this is a sketch. A little Spanish sketch. What is this? Feliz Inicio de Año. Saluda. All right. Oh, multiverse. Wow. All right. He still got that Nickelodeon cringe.
Yep.
God, didn't fuck him enough, or he fucked him too. He fucked him the exact wrong amount.
Well, at least he didn't.
He didn't fuck him enough to become interesting.
Amanda Bynes got the interesting part of it, but it's in a
man.
Wow.
Yeah, she's yeah, she looks like a rough Post Malone. She's got a face tattoo.
Yeah, like a poorly drawn heart.
Bad heart. Not filled in because she didn't actually love them.
Yep. It's a tough look.
Never sealed the deal.
Yeah, Amanda.
You only fill it in when you kill them.
Yeah, Amanda's sanity is binding. All right.
So, yeah, it's going to be the event of the summer. Set your DVRs. Watch Drake Bell's sexual assaults.
It.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested. I am interested. It was the dialogue director, which I didn't even know that was a thing.
Dan Schneider?
No. Oh, he was the
Dan
original.
Dan Schneider
original
was the everything.
Yeah, the every man. No, I think this was one of his lackeys.
Oh, wow.
One of his lesser demons.
Wow. You know, say what you want about people that are into kids, but they really, it makes them work for what they need. They
oh,
put
my God.
Themselves
you have to get
everything.
To the highest level of success to so sweep that shit under the rug.
You have to get all the way up into the, you know, executive producer of every Nickelodeon TV show. You got to take that workload, and then you got to slowly start flirting with kids.
Yeah. Then you got to, like, make them like you and trust you.
Yeah.
It's a long road.
Then you got to manipulate. You got to get all the way to the top, and then you can start manipulating.
For all the work, shouldn't we just let him have one?
Yeah, talk about blue balls.
Shouldn't we get a kid who's like a psycho, like killed his mom or whatever, can't be tried as an adult? Like, we should give him that guy.
Yeah.
You know, like a fucked up, right?
Something.
Something.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Overshadowed,
the Ketchup. The Ketchup Mustard episode.
St. Daddy's Day.
Follow us on Instagram at Zach Russell Comedy, at Charles _ Angle, at Overshadowed _ Pod. Maybe it's _ podcast.
Podcast.
Just type in what?
Podcast.
Podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing that's Overshadowed Pod is the email. Email me, goddammit.
Please. Who's listen that? To the pod. I don't know. I'm trying to see.
That's cool. Check out the Patreon. I'll be posting some clips from my trip to Florida. And my brother, who this guy, this foot freak, DM'd me. He's like, is that your brother? I'm like, yeah. He goes, gorgeous. I go, pause off. So, but for the right price, I will release the pics.
Please.
Thank you guys for listening. Happy St. Daddy's Day. Enjoy your lives. We'll see you soon.